consort with the followers of reality, that you may both win the gift and be generous. Beyond dispute, in this body, the spirit devoid of reality is even as a wooden sword in the sheath.
The translation, I believe, will be this: a meaningless soul in this body, with no doubt, will be like a wooden sword. Something like that. Why sword? We know that the Rumi is not a warrior. Rumi's time is not the Roman Empire time that the swordman is the god. And Rumi is running away, actually. His father was running away from the swordman. Remember why his father actually immigrated from Afghanistan to Turkey? Because of the Mongols. Mongols were coming. Swordmen, right? Why here he brings the sword?
Because it's a copy. It's something fake. You know, it's trying to be something that is.
Yeah, but what is good about sword itself?
About the sword itself. Power.
You have to remember, you know why? Because last time Rumi gave us a warning. How did it end last time's session? You remember?
For this cause I have put the sword in the sheath.
Yes, you have to remember, because you said, oh, I have this sword, and if you don't have the shield, don't come close. Because I'm going to use the sword. Rumi is using his sword. What was the sword? I explained it to you.
The sword. No, Hamas. Diamond.
Cut.
Diamond.
Like diamond. Good, bad. This is
his
judgment, his servant. For this, you have to have a good sword. If you have a wooden sword, what do? You splash the thing. You cannot cut it off. This is why, in the last part of the story, he said, now I'm going to use some things here. I'm going to say this is bad, this is good. But remember, shield yourself. Don't take this as I say it, because you will not be able to swallow it. Just observe. Keep your distance. Now he will say, and do not use your sword. Because when I judge about something, what do? You judge my judgment. Haha, yes. That's what you do. If I tell you a judgment, you judge it to be correct or not. You agree or disagree, right? He said, don't do that. You don't have a sword, okay? I have a sword. Now I'm explaining to you what is happening inside. Inside, it's this, that. Because all are depending on the physical information of the body, which is only the facial picture. Surat is face. And by surat, we mean facial value of something. Everything has a facial value and a meaning in it. You say, try for this one, don't go for that one. Even about this that I'm explaining, do not do it. That wooden sword of you, is it good or bad? I said, as long as you keep it there and you will not bring it out, it's good. That's the logic you have. Do not bring it out in this stuff that we are working, because there are word of Karzar and Karzar in Persian language. You differentiate it between both of them? One was Karzar, the other one was Karzar. Karzar means the
battlefield.
Karzar means the worst action. See, if in the battlefield you bring the wooden sword out, your action will be hopeless and sin. So do not bring it into logic. Yes?
Beyond dispute, in this body the spirit devoid of reality is even as a wooden sword in the sheath. Whilst it remains in the sheath, it is valuable. When it has come forth, it is an implement for burning. Do not take a wooden sword into the battle. first see, in order that your plight may not be wretched. If it is made of wood, go seek another. And if it is adamant, march forward joyously.
Okay, what do you think about this? All of you, what kind of sword do you have? The people who believe they have the wooden sword, please raise your hand. Don't be shy. The people who believe that they have the real diamond sword, raise their hand. Really?
The sword is in the armory of the saints. To see that is for you the elixir.
This is what it is. We believe that only the saints, awliya, the peers, the perfect fellows, the people who are there, these people, they have that judgment. They could judge sharply. We cannot. As simple as that. He said, that sharpness belongs to them. Ask something from Shams Tabriz. Should he wait and say, oh, let me think about this, or let me study this? Sharp, the answer is there before he thinks. Because the answer is there, because they are sharpened their judgment. You haven't. Understand this, yes?
All the wise have said this same thing. The wise man is a mercy to created beings. If you would buy a pomegranate, buy laughing, so that its laughter may give information as to its seeds.
And culturally, that doesn't make sense to you. Because the pomegranate you see now, they are like the tomatoes that you see now. For you, tomato is a sphere. In nature, tomato is some irregular shape, and one side of it is red, one side is yellow, green, something like that. It's the same about pomegranate. Pomegranate, when it ripes, the skin will crack. And these little red seeds will look like the teeth of someone laughing, having red lips. That's why they say laughing pomegranate means it's quite ripe, delicious, it's the time to have it. You say, when you want to buy a pomegranate, you will find a smile one. Why? Because you could see inside of it. Have you seen inside of your mind? And you use it every day? Have you seen how it works here? How simple it is to be influenced towards or anger or whatever? Look at it. Yes.
Oh, blessed is its laughter, for through its mouth it shows the heart, like a pearl from the casket of the spirit. Unblessed was the laughter of the red tulip, from whose mouth appeared the blackness of its heart.
Red tulip is a flower. What do you think about the flower when we say a flower?
Beauty.
Beauty? Red tulip is not beautiful, it's ugly. You know why? Because its inside is black. It has a black heart. We're not talking about the flowers. This isn't a flower shop. This is a story. In this story, every character plays a role. Red tulip is always bad to us. Because not only it has a black heart, it opens its mouth to show the black heart. Don't be like that. Red tulip is no good. What is good instead?
The laughing pomegranate makes the garden laughing. Companionship with men makes you one of the men. Though you be rock or marble, you will become a jewel when you reach the man of heart.